Yeah. So in the middle of Islam and Beis, at the bottom of Kuf Beis, V'lezeh. So after speaking about Paraduma, and what we were speaking about, was that a person needs a little bit of gaiva. A little bit of gaiva to make sure that he gets his foot in the door. That's a holy gaiva. But then, b'shas mitzvah, an achar mitzvah, to be in a state of shiflus and achla before Hashem. But there's this delicate balance between gaiva and shiflus to kedusha. And again, we've been waiting a very long time for Mashiach, but also a very long time to get back to this medrash of what did Karach see to make a machlokes against Moshe? That's what we started with many simanim ago. He saw Paraduma. So now finally the tzaddik arrives at his destination. What did Karach see? Why did he think of Moshe should have any hisnas? Why did he think, even suspect that Moshe would have any invalid pasul gaiva? Halayada bevadai. Hi Moshe muchta banava. He knew Moshe was a very big ganav. Hashem loved Torah. It says, "Anav mikol adam hashal pni adama." Afil mikol hashvalim hanik adam hashal pni adama. For you, Adam, I'm yosim mehem. Anyone out of all mankind, he was the biggest anav of all.
Yes, he knew that. That's where Kadosh Baruch Hu felt about Moshe also. If you learned the Torah, yeah, which they already had,
that's questionable. That's questionable.
Why didn't have the Torah?
It's a shaila how the Torah was written, whether it was written all at the end of the 40 years, or it was written in Megillah. The Gemara says it was written as they were going on. They were reading it as time was going on.
Never said that Kadosh Baruch Hu considered Moshe to be. I mean, of all of the milas that Moshe Rabbeinu had, it talked about him being the humblest person. I didn't say that most.
But how would Karach know that? How would Karach know what was written in the Torah? For if maybe he didn't see.
He wasn't a simple person.
I would think like this. I mean, Karach suspected Moshe of kind of doing what he wants. To which Moshe says, "Ki loy mi libi, I'm not coming up with things on my own." So if he actually suspected Moshe of being a balgaiva, it would make a valid case for him to say that you put in the Torah out of Mikolado. That wasn't from Hashem. I mean, the whole thing was that you're putting things in the Torah which Hashem didn't tell you. Look at Paraduma. The Pashup shot on that Medrash. What did Kayach see that he made a machlokas against Moshe? The Pashup shot is that Paraduma doesn't make sense. You think that Hashem, who's such a great God, will give you mitzvahs which don't make sense? That doesn't make sense. So therefore, he challenged Moshe and he says, "You're coming up with your own
no,
stuff."
It's only if you believe that you are on the same level as God. It's the same issue that Adam Marishan was trying to. Adam Marishan recognized that he wasn't on the level of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he wanted to be. You know, he wanted to be to understand Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways. That's why he ate from the Eitz Hadaat Torah. It had nothing to do with the fact that he was trying to make himself from Gaiva. He just wanted to serve Hashem in the most beautiful way.
Right.
So how could you say that about, you know, how could he even have that happen?
About Moshe, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, what Tzaddik is explaining is that since even a very great Tzaddik needs a little bit of Gaiva, and it's not shaykh to be anami kol adam without any gaiva at all. So you suspect in Moshe that since every tzaddik behechach needs a little bit of gaiva, that your gaiva got out of control. you didn't know how to balance it properly.
You suspect that his own gaiva was out of control?
Nah, you know.
So either
go ahead. Yeah. So he says, but that's part of his question. I mean, hey, chashdu ba'oven agavas tzaddik kazel, karech pekech, he was such a big pekech, so why would he suspect Moshe of something like this? Yeah. The Haitian Medrash says, "Paraduma Rabbah." She saw that the midas hagavas mochlis the chutzal with Hashem. He said that you can't work on yourself in a way that you have no gaiva. You have to be able to balance a little bit of gaiva. Even a filut tzadik gadol, he metaharis hasatzpeim. Kind of like we explained that it's metahir tzvayim. There's a certain element of tahara with gaiva as well. B'chashav shemoshe tol lehafach, and he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. K'mashe isnasi ala am huva Aaron is kavla Hashem isbarach, and that which Moshe himself and he chose Aaron to come closer than anybody else in Klai Yisrael to Hashem. It wasn't because he was using a kashira gaiva.
But it's not like Karach was like a young guy. He went through Mitzrayim. We saw what went on over there.
Yeah.
And nothing happened until Aaron was there. And nothing happened until Moshe Rabbeinu came back. I mean,
it's right.
How do we forget
it's it's still hard to understand. I mean, the tzaddik is helping us explain it a little bit,
okay,
but
it's a human condition.
Yeah, because I'll say that he had a kinnah for the nesius of Al Tzafa. Back in Samagavas for us, there was a little bit of chametz which got into it. Right, there's a nasa lima leskav nashem yisbaruchu ba'ar nirs mikolad b'lias melech. Therefore, he challenged Moshe and he wanted to become the king. Bas kolam pi mamaro, he should be the boss. Chadash is zehayim mitzad gavas. And he suspected Moshe of everything being gaivadik. V'lo hemen should be piyadib rasakol. As Moshe said, like we pointed out, kilo yim bilibi. V'ladin as Moshe lekafzchas, he didn't have Moshe lekafzchas. Elachashav shemoshe tov esavish zeh hagavas hu l'shem shemayim. He thought that Moshe was thinking that it was l'shem shemayim, but it wasn't l'shem shemayim, really was coming from gaivara. But he saw himself in a good light, that he was doing everything the taiv. From t'chisaron emuna v'chisaron taras nimikinu kavod. Ultimately, it was because he had a kinna for the covid. That's pshat para aduma ra. This is a very deep thing that I'm telling you. I'm sure the farish b'chasav heitiv, and I can't explain it well. Back lahavin ba'im mekalev, something which you need to contemplate and to think about, so it goes deep into the heart. Now he writes in conclusion. What I've written in this first country is enough for you. The more that you learn this, the more that you delve into it, you're going to see more oimek. I feel like I put on paper for you, which is according to your level and according to my level as well. But after the emes zedayin in a rakaschal, like the tzaddik said many times, even this is not a beginning. According to where we are, we can't go much deeper than what we're capable of doing on our madriga. This is a little bit, but for a person who's a thinking person, a growing person, there's a lot here. Who wants to come close to Hashem? Don't just learn this, but put it into action. In the next part of the sefer, I should have the schus to do so. Things about davening, how to conduct myself, midos tovos, liman ha-toyra. Like you asked me to write for you. Like I know you, where you're holding. And then, inyan Shabbos kodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Sukkola samo adem, ksas patesim, kol efshir, and then some details. Ephes, ksasim, tira, v'kola lesia, whatever we could do, I don't want to just give you over, put down on paper my teachings that I have from the Maggid from Mezrich. This is very, very deep Tyrus. To learn the Tyrus of the Maggid, it was very, very mufshat. The main thing is to take Musar, to take a Lima, not just to learn it, but to learn it like he said before. To take whatever you learn and to apply it. Only very great people can understand the Torah of the Maggid, like we said before. Habani Mirza Beksharim, if you remember that Torah. I'm putting down a paper which I think will be good for you. Everything is from holy people. To put it into practice and to continue Mirza Hashem when we get back.
Don't shoot the messenger.